Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
About the author. Margaret Forster is the author of many successful and acclaimed novels, including Have the Men Had Enough, Lady's Maid, Diary of an Ordinary Woman, Is There Anything You Want, Keeping the World Away, and Over, best-selling memoirs, Hidden Lives and Precious Lives, and biographies. She is married to writer and journalist Hunter Davis and lives in London and the Lake District. Her most recent book is The Unknown Bridesmaid. For My Mother and Father. Chapter 1. Ted laid out the suit on his bed. The trousers were creased in spite of the new plastic coat hangers that were supposed to make sure they remained in the rigid folds he arranged with such loving care. Deftly, he whipped out the ironing board he kept in the bathroom for just such emergencies, and propping it up, trotted off busily to the bed under which he kept the iron. Doris didn't like him keeping it there, and neither, of course, did Mrs. L. But James said he didn't give a damn, so it was all right. While the iron was heating, he examined the waistcoat and jacket of the suit. They were okay. No buttons off, and no specks of dirt. Nothing to be done there, so he had time to get a shirt out of the drawer and put the cufflinks in. He chose a pair of silver ones.